Welcome to the May 2021 KPBX Kids Concert, which we bring you with the support of event donors Harvard Park Children's Learning Center North, Rocket Bakeries, and Sayer, Sayer & Fossum Attorneys, with grant funding from the Johnston Fix Foundation. One of the great legacies of Spokane Public Radio going back at least 25 years has been live broadcasts from Music Fest Northwest every May. We've obviously not been able to do that this year and last year due to the pandemic, so we've done other things. Last year, we brought you a retrospective of many of the great performances of previous years. This year, we have fresh new material from four families in a concert called Sibling Revelry. Before this hour is over, you will have heard from the Trice family, the Chen family, the Morozov family, and the Girgas family. We begin with the Trice family and the whole family together playing a beloved piece of Baroque music. The beloved Largo from the Vivaldi Winter Concerto, played by the four string players and the harpist of the Trice family. Let's meet them from oldest to youngest.
Hi, I'm Dominic, and I'm 20. I play violin, a little viola, and my windpipes.
Hi, I'm Catherine, and I'm 18, and I play violin and my windpipe.
Hi, I'm Marianne, and I play harp and a little bit of piano, and I also sing.
My name is Christopher, and I play cello, and I also play my voice sometimes, and also tricks on my siblings.
My name is Bernadette, and I'm 13, and I was also going to say that I play my motorcycle throttle, and I also play my violin and my windpipes.
You've met the young musicians of the Trice family. Now let's hear some solos, beginning with Bernadette, who was just speaking, playing the gigue from the D minor sonata of Veracini.
Thank you.
and from Bernadette to an older sister, harpist Marianne Trice, playing Grandmother's Lullaby, written by that harp master, Carlos Salcedo. From harpist Marianne, we go to her older sister, Catherine Trice, playing the Adagio from Bach's First Sonata for Unaccompanied Violin. Catherine Trice playing that Bach Adagio. We've heard solos from three of the five Trice siblings. Let's hear their origin stories. And I'm going to start with you, Dominic, because I heard a story that you were very young and in this room once before.
Yes. Well, not in this exact room. In the old in KPBX. The old building, yeah. Yes, I believe you interviewed me when I, during Music Fest week, when I played The Boy Paganini. And I seem to remember that I couldn't find answers to your questions.
Well, we'll see how it goes now. But you were the first string player to come along. What's with the string deal in your family? Was this something you signed on for at birth?
After we moved to St. John, which is where we live now, we were given a couple little violins. And Mom and Dad met in choir, and they played piano. But there had no there'd been really no strings in the family. Then we were given these two violins, and Mom and Dad asked if we wanted to learn them. And they said, you have to learn an instrument. You don't necessarily have to pick violin, but we have these two on hand. So they fit us about perfectly. Catherine and I signed our lives away, that sort of thing. Started taking lessons from some friends of ours at the University of Idaho.
And so, Catherine, when you first got that violin, do you remember the first violin and how you felt about doing that?
Yeah, I remember. I was 5 years old, and I remember trying to figure out how to play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star before the teachers got to our house for the first lesson. I remember our teacher, he played the whole Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and my jaw dropped. I said, how did you do that?
And then we have the rebel in the family, I think. This is yes. Marianne. And did you do string instruments at any point?
I didn't. I was never really interested in playing violin or even cello. My mom taught me piano, and then I decided I wanted to switch to harp. So we bought a kit, and I built my own first folk harp.
Wow.
And I started taking lessons from a folk harp teacher, and then I wanted to learn to play the big concert harp. So the harp I built didn't have the right tension of the strings, and so we met with a new teacher who plays concert harp, and she said that I would have to get a different harp because switching from folk harp with the wrong tension back to the concert harp with different tension would just be too hard. So we got a small harp, and I started learning. And then a couple years later, we got a big concert harp, and that's what I'm playing on.
Then we get to Christopher, and so there were these violinists already. Were they pressuring you to be a cellist so they'd get a bass line, or
No? Definitely, they were trying to get me to play violin. Of course, it's quite obvious that cello sounds much better. So
hey.
I thought cello sounded much better, so I kept asking if I could learn cello, and so eventually, yeah, we got a smaller cello.
When we would sing, Christopher would try really, really hard to sing the bass line with Dad before his voice changed, and so he was just making these really funny noises when we would sing. We would sing around the table, and we would make fun of him, but now he's on cello, so we kind of have to take that back.
So the bass clef rules.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Then here came Bernadette. And so you had all of this energy in the house, but you seem to have a mind of your own. Tell me about your origin story as a musician.
Well, I basically wanted to copy everything my older siblings did. And it was basically just Dominic and Catherine then. So I decided I'd copy them. And I saw that basically as my only choice.
And so then, Catherine, you're about to take off for school, and you've been the concert master of the youth orchestra. Talk about, and you were the person that gave the note that starts the singing. Talk about kind of having that sense of music in you completely.
Yeah, so I've just been really musical ever since I was old enough to talk. My mom and dad said I would make songs about everything, basically go around singing about how I'm walking down the hallway. And
and it was annoying, too.
Yeah. And Mom has had to make rules that you can't sing when people are right next to you because it's kind of annoying.
And no singing at the table.
No singing at the table is actually a real rule in our house. But the love of music kind of just grows and grows. And with the violin, I had so much fun in symphony that I just wanted to practice all the time. And I reached this point where I wanted to practice more and more because I loved it so much. And that hasn't really left me. I love it so much, so that's why I want to go study.
Well, it's clear from all of you, from who you are and from your attitudes, that for all of you, music is just a very joyous, natural thing. Would you would you all agree with that?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. You weren't pushed into it or anything like that. You just do it and love it.
Oh, yeah. I think one of the best parts about making music is making music with other people as a group. I absolutely love just playing with other people. One reason, I mean, it takes some of the nervousness off because you're playing in a group, but it's just, you can create something bigger than you could do by yourself, and for the most part. And that's what I really like about playing with my siblings, playing in the orchestra. that sort of thing.
And to complete the ensemble, and certainly to explain a lot of the great attitude that we've heard, the siblings will be joined by their parents, Ken and Danielle, all of them together to sing Ubi Caritas by Maurice Durufle. Ubi Caritas, where charity and love are, God is, by Maurice Durufle, sung by Catherine, Bernadette, Danielle, Marianne, Dominic, and Ken Trice, and we thank them. Our next siblings are 13-year-old Solomon and 12-year-old Sheba Chen. Their parents are pianists Archie Chen and Rona Golson. They recently moved to Spokane from Ireland. They both play violin, but appear today on their first instrument, the piano. Each will play Bach, then Shostakovich. Let's begin with Sheba. Thank you.
are different styles of music. So, I mean, Bach has like melody in both hands, and then usually, and then Shostakovich usually like it has like the bass and then the melody in the right hand usually. Well, personally, I like Bach more because I've been playing it longer, and like this is my first Shostakovich piece, and I just like Bach more because I'm better at it, I guess. I like the style because it's just my type of music.
That was 12-year-old Sheba Chin playing Bach and Shostakovich and talking a bit about them in between. The Bach was the last two of the 12 little preludes, the first in G minor and the second in A minor. And then the Shostakovich was the lyrical waltz, which is the first dance from Dances of the Dolls. Now we move on to Solomon, her brother, 1 year older than she, also with Bach, and then Shostakovich, and he will mention a couple things in between. The Bach is the first movement of the Italian Concerto in F, and the Shostakovich is the last dance from Dances of the Dolls. Thank you.
is kind of more serious, and Shostakovich is kind of like a fun circus piece. I like both, but I also, I might like Bach a little bit better because his music runs through my head most of the day.
Solomon Chen, earlier his younger sister Sheba, each of them playing Bach, then Shostakovich. They both claim to be a little bit more comfortable with Bach, but I think they have something special with that Shostakovich. Good for you.